house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Therefore, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things.
O holy God, what have I feared more than you? What have
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace. Grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity in the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading for the Feast of the Holy Trinity is from the book of Moses called Genesis, the first and second chapters. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven, and there was evening, and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters he gathered together, and he called the sea called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seeds according to their own kind, and trees bearing fruit, in which was their seed, according to its kind. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening, and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from night, and let there be signs for the seasons, for the days and the years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God said, "Set them in the expanse of the heavens and gave light on the earth to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning on the fourth day. And God said, "Let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth and the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts on the earth according to their kind." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock and all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heaven and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth and every tree with seed in the fruit. You shall have them for food. And every beast of the earth, and every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day for all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes.
To still the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers,
the moon and the stars which you have set in place,
what is man that you are mindful of him?
And the Son of Man, that you care for him.
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings.
And crowned him with glory and honor.
You have given him dominion over all the works of your hands.
You have put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen.
And also the beasts of the field.
The birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea.
Whatever passes along the paths.
O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O Lord, our Lord,
how majestic is your name in all the earth.
The second reading is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourself know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the fangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on the throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh seek corruption. This Jesus God raised, and at that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend to the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is the gospel of the Lord. Whoever desires to be saved must, above all, hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will, without doubt, perish eternally. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the God of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet, there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated, or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made nor created nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped.
Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is the right faith that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man. He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages.
And he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two but one Christ. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ,
who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
It was done for me and I.
be to thee, mortals, angels, now and ever. Praise the Holy Trinity. Amen. Our text is the Gospel reading, especially these words of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And in particular, we pick up that triune name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we give him glory and praise. This is our text. Have you ever had one of those weeks? I mean the sort of week where nothing turns out quite the way you expected. The sort of week where the list of things to do only gets longer and the discouragement piles higher and you feel like you're letting everyone down again, including the people who depend on you the most. There was evening and there was morning and then another evening and another morning, and they just kept coming day after day after day, but you weren't sure if any of them were any good, much less very good. The sort of week when you lay down at night, stewing and spiraling until you're all coiled up, and then you wake the next morning on the wrong side of the bed, still coiled and ready to spring and bite and devour anyone and everyone for no reason at all, and you fall right back into doing the things you don't want to do, but you keep on doing anyway. Maybe you didn't have one of those weeks this week, but I suspect you've had one of them like that at some point. I know that I have. Those are the weeks when the last thing you want to do, the very last thing you want to do, is to fall on your knees at the end of the day, or to roll out of bed and onto your knees first thing in the morning, but you do it anyway. You do it anyway, not because you feel like it, but because you know you need it, and because you'll never be able to uncoil yourself, and because deep down, you know you were made for this, and you were redeemed for this, and he sent his Holy Spirit to you for this. You do it anyway, despite the devil and the world and your own coiled self. You do it. You make the sign of the Holy Cross and you say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, take that, devil and world and sin. While you make the sign of the cross, you may wonder why he called you and why he claimed you and why he marked you with that holy cross on your forehead and on your heart. But there's no denying that he did. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Jesus said. All authority. It belongs to the one who was crucified, who is risen, who ascended, and who even now lives and reigns and is enthroned as Lord. All authority, including the authority to make you his own through holy baptism, and the authority to wash away your sins, and the authority to rescue you from death and the devil, and the authority to save you eternally. And I'm here to tell you today, he loves to use that authority. He loves to authorize your forgiveness and your salvation. You know, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit isn't just a pile of words, and it isn't just a bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's the name, the one name of the three persons who made everything and made it good, including you. The one name of the three persons who love you way more than you know and far more than we deserve. The one name of the three persons whose greatest joy is to dwell with you now and forever. Father and Son and Holy Ghost, one eternal God whom we worship and we adore, though we cannot even begin to understand or comprehend him.
And that's why you do it. That's why you kneel beside your spouse before turning in for the night. It's why you pause with your hands on the wheel before driving your loved one to that doctor's appointment. You don't feel like it, but you do it anyway. And the words come pouring out. They pour out like it's Sunday morning, like it's the first day of a new creation, like someone has risen from the dead, and the world will never be the same. You're in his presence, and you remember who you are, and you're aware of who he is, and you say, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen." I'll tell you, it was the last thing I wanted to do, but I bowed my head, and I did it. And I'm glad that I did. The Holy Trinity, the blessed Holy Trinity, is way bigger than all the things that overwhelm you and weigh you down. Whatever they are, your sins, your sorrows, your crosses, they may be now, for real, for the moment, and they may be heavy. But tell me, were they there in the beginning? And are they even now like him, all powerful? And shall they be there forever and ever, world without end? Amen. Of course not. Would you give your crosses and your sorrows and your sins glory and honor like they're your God? Of course not. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, before time began, before matter was formed, when he made the heavens and the earth, when it was still formless and void, when the Spirit was hovering over the face of the waters, and the Father spoke, and the Word brought into being everything out of nothing. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who made the world and everything in it, including you. What is man? The psalmist asks. What is man that you are mindful of him? Man is God's creation, God's good creation, even despite the fall into sin. Man is the crown of his creation. We are creatures. He is the creator. And yet he has given dominion over the creation to us. He has called us to take care of this world he's given us, and to live in it in a way that is fruitful, and to multiply and to fill this earth, and to fill it with good and with righteousness. And even though we find this way beyond us, it's not beyond him. He can do it, and he can even do it through you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost now. Now might be the hardest time for us to understand. Now, when sin and death seem so rampant. Now, when the devil looks like he's got the upper hand. Now, when we struggle and we suffer, and we find it hard to bend the knee and to open the mouth and give him glory. And yet, even here, even now, his glory shines through. For what is his glory now, but the glory of the Father in sending the Son, and the glory of that Son in dying and rising for us and our salvation, and the glory of the Holy Spirit in making this all known to us. We said it in the intro it a few minutes ago. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. It is the glory of our God, right here and right now, today, even for you, to love you and to forgive you and to show his mercy to you and to sustain you with his promises and to tell you that he will do it not only today, but all the way into the endless world to come. And now his glory is to make disciples by baptizing and teaching. His glory is to give us the body and blood of his Son in, with, and under the bread and wine. His glory is for Jesus to do what he promised when he said, "Behold, I am with you today and always, even to the end of the age." To the end of the age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, always and forever, and into the endless world to come. When the sun, the moon, and the stars are shaken, when this old creation heaves and groans for the final time, when sin has run its full course and death has done its worst, then he will have the final say, and it will all be to his glory. His glory for your sake, as he creates a new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness, where the saints and angels will dwell together with one another and with him, and will sing his praise forever and ever. As we think about the Gloria Patri, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, there's a story that's told in church history. It's about a church father by the name of the Venerable Bede. He lived in England in the late 600s, early 700s, and it's said that he died at about 63 years of age on May 26th in the year 735. That year, it was Ascension Day. The Venerable Bede had written a long history of the church in England, and he was working at that time on an English translation of John's Gospel, dictating to a young boy serving as his scribe. He knew that his strength was waning. He finished the dictation, finished the translation. He fell on the floor of his cell in the monastery. He fell on the floor singing, "Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost." And that's how he died. No, that's how he lived. How he passed from the dying lands here into the land of life forever. He delighted in God's word, and he delighted in singing those unending glorias to Father and to Son and to the Holy Spirit. May it be so for us as well. Friends, we are practicing for eternity. Every Sunday is a foretaste of the feast to come. Every gloria is practice for the glorias that will have no end. We gather here to sing his praise, to rest from our labors and our sins and our struggles and our sorrows, and to rest in him. And what if? What if we did this each evening and each morning, day after day after day, and there was evening, gloria in the evening and gloria in the morning, and we did it so often that when our last hour comes and we fall to our knees, these are the words on our lips. What if our life in some small way could be one giant gloria of worship to our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? One great and unending prayer to this God who loved us this much. And why not start now? Today. So let us join this humble monk. Let us join the church throughout the ages. Let us join the saints and angels and speak what is more real and more true and more beautiful than anything else that ever was or is or will be. Join me now. Stand. Bow your head. And let us speak together. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
We pray. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the church of the holy Lord God, called out of darkness into his marvelous light and purchased with the precious blood of Christ, that she would be kept in the true faith without error, schism, or compromise until he welcomes her home as his spotless bride. And especially for the Reverend Miguel Barcelos and First Lutheran Church in Boston, that the Lord would bless his ministry among them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. That the light of Christ would shine through us so that others may see our good works and give glory to our Father, who with the Son and the Spirit created all things. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the protection of our youth from all sin and temptation, for broken families, that they would confess their sins and forgive each other as Christ has forgiven them. For those who are married, that their love may never grow weary. For expectant mothers, especially Rachel, Abby, and Emma, that they would have strength and health throughout their pregnancies. And for our elderly as they cope with physical limitations, especially Karen, Rick, Jeanette, and Andrea, who are homebound, that they may cling to God's mercies, which are new every morning. Let us pray to the Lord. For the preservation of government and law to protect the weak and foster godly virtue, for our president, governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws, for the armed forces, emergency medical workers, and those who inform us, and for those who would oppress with mistruth, violence, or fear to be frustrated, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are sick, lonely, whose hearts are heavy with grief, or who are in any need, especially Mark, Gus, Betty, Aaron, Kate, Donna, Jared, Jason, Nancy, Judy, Rosemarie, Nancy, Dale, Dick, Eldon, Audrey, Robert and Ruth, Sherry, and Ed, that they would be healed and given relief by the Lord who upholds his creation and will at the last put an end to the curse of sin. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who receive the blessed sacrament, that they may show forth the fruits of the Spirit in lives of faith, repentance, and goodness, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right that we do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy.
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Not know that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to give according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we all cry, "Abba, Father." The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may be glorified with him. Oh, the deep riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable are his ways. For who has known the mind of God? Who has been his counselor? Or who has given a gift to him that might be repaid? For from him and through him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with each other, in order and in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may be one voice. Glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. Oh, God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask that you do not forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.